Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love the Lord our God and King. He speaks to us in the heart. He guides us in His perfect way. Remember, the guidance of God is perfect love. When you trust Him, you're on your way to perfect love, perfect action. Now, God doesn't do your thinking for you, but He'll point out your best option. Once He do that, you have to consider if you want the best. Consider His love towards you and towards others. You get to choose who you marry. You get to choose what job you accept. You get to choose your path in life. But the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. You have to be willing about it. Those who reluctantly follow God, they don't get to know Him like others do, that love Him, that trust His word. Your relationship with God is just what it is, a relationship. When you follow Him, that's how you get to know Him. You can't get to know God any other way. But when you follow Him, when you follow His guidance, His leading, and you gain understanding, you begin to trust Him. You trust Him based on your relationship, based on the past experiences with Him. You have faith in Him because of His word. Faith is inside of His word. When you receive it, faith is inside of you. And the word will do what God has done. The same things that God has done, His word and He are one. God divides light from darkness. The word divides light from darkness. What's His from what's not. As you endeavor in life to go forward, and you trust Him and you start obeying His word, taking Him at His word, He'll guide you. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. He'll show you the truth of a matter so that you can make a good decision or the best decision or avoid a bad decision. Sometimes the things you're after is what you truly want. It's in your heart. It's not easy to detour even when the Holy Spirit tell you, show you the truth of it. A woman that wants to marry a certain man, it's the dream. It's like a dream come true to her. But the Holy Spirit will safely show her the truth of this man, what his heart is really like. And many feel like they can change a man, or change a woman, or change a person. Now, when the Lord show you something, that's in their will. People don't just change their will. Even when it comes to God. And God don't think God's going to make a person change their will. He's not going to do that. Just like He's not going to make you change your will. Following God is not becoming a robot. See, everything that's of God, the enemy try to twist it and make it look wrong. God gave you a free will, and He'll show you the truth, and you'll just have to believe. When He show you the truth, you'll have to mix faith with the knowledge that He's given you and act on it in order to benefit from it. It has to be your will. Just because a person is right don't mean people will follow what's right or what's best. They're thinking a certain way, and I understand that, but if you want the best result, that's who you're going to have to trust. God will earn your trust if you let Him. You're going to find Him. You got to get a firm understanding of His word. Start receiving His word. If you look out in life and you see people do things that create problems, they're trapped. They're inside. They're looking at things a certain way. And their desires, they're being baited. It's just like the donkey and the carrot. The donkey's being baited. He can't reach the carrot, but he sees it, and he's after it. And in his mind, he's going to get that carrot one day, or one moment. And his master's making him, he's reluctant, but his master's baiting him to do what the master wants to do. Now, some people are living inside Satan's trap, and they can't get out. And they can't see the trap. To them, there is no trap. And they live from high to high. They get on drugs, and they spend the rest of their life trying to get high. And every time they get high, they tell me that the drugs don't make them feel as good. But it's more addictive. They get to a point they gotta have it. In their mind, they gotta have it. That's no way for God's people to live. On the outside, looking at them, you don't want to live like that. This thing has gotten in their will, and they are baited. People are not like they seem, always. People give you a presentation. People that's hurting know how to present themselves as if they're not. People that are mean know how to present themselves so that they can keep a job or stay in a marriage. But they never dealt with their meanness or their anger. People know how to present themselves. Years ago, homosexuals used to live in the closet. They hid their sin. And nobody would have thought it. They were good at it. But God sees the heart. And He loves the person. And if they want to get out of that trap, if anybody want to get out of whatever kind of trap they've gotten themselves into, and Satan lured them in it, call on Jesus' name. He can get you out of your trap. You're just going to have to trust Him. If you fill your heart with God's word, you'll have power to undo every trap, any kind of trap. Now, it's not, God wants to, He wants you out of your trap. He wants you, He loves you for you, not what you can give Him, not for what you can do for Him. He don't want you to suffer the misery of hell. And I tell people this, there are sins that I hate. I hate prostitution. I hate pimp. I hate the way pimps beat up women and make them prostitutes. I hate sex trafficking. I hate homosexuality, because it hurts God's people. I hate fornication. I hate adultery. I remember when I didn't hate these things, some of these things. I didn't hate, there was a time I didn't hate fornication. But as I got to know the Lord, I said I hate it. And adultery. I hate adultery. I hate stealing. I hate lying. I hate deceit. I hate traps. There are sins people like. See, I had sins that I used to like. And now I hate them. And I can't condone them. And people, so what the enemy will do, he'll say, well, you hate the person. He'll tell the people that I hate them. I don't. My objective is to let you know that you got a chance to get out of this problem. All sin is a trap. I would pray for people that's trapped. When God showed me who to pray for and intercede for, I'm busy about it. I pray for them earnestly to get them out of the trap. They want out, I'll help them get out. Some people don't want to get out, and God don't bother me about them. But when I minister to people, I let them know so they can get out of the problems that they've gotten themselves into. I understand it. I know how sin works. I was a sinner. I know what it's like to live with Satan's foot on my neck. You can't shake the thoughts. It's hard to shake those thoughts and the traps and the lies. See, the enemy will accuse people that can help you. so that you won't listen, so that you'll stay in your trap. That's what's going on. There's no hatred, but I hate the sin. The sin is going. See, when a person falls in hell, it won't take long for them to understand everything I'm saying. They'll know that they were played, and they fell for a lie, and they didn't know how to get out. And there were people who did get out. They'll look around, and the same people that was trying to help them avoid hell are not there, and they don't come. So in about 100 years, they'll know everybody that told me the truth, they were telling the truth, and I wouldn't listen. And when I used to see them coming, I'd run the other way. I wouldn't listen. God can't make people trust him. There's a lot of things God can't do. He can't make people love him, and he can't make people trust. They either love him or they don't. And so when we as preachers broadcast the word, if they have a good and honest heart, they're going to receive that word. And they'll start realizing that they were being played. And then they're going to get angry at the world system of Satan. And they're going to start working against the world system of Satan. And they're going to try to undo what the enemy has done. And they're going to fall in love with God and learn to trust him. And they'll follow him out of their misery into his glory. Now, as we receive the word of God, it does the same thing as the glory of God. When you express the love and affection of God by living his word, and you explain things that you learn from following the Holy Spirit, from obeying him, you learn it from everything that God does. And when you express these things, when you express his true love, it's just like ushering people into the glory of God. And wherever there's a lack, a void, or sin in a person's life, it's exposed in your presence. And it took a long time for me to understand this. I was telling my son yesterday, I don't know why people would, you tell them something wonderful about God, and they feel uncomfortable. You just ushered them into the glory of God, and they have to go do soul searching. Sometimes they want it, but they have to receive a little out of time. And sometimes people really want it, and they'll talk to you, they're soaking it up. They want more of God. And the conversation goes on and on. But they, those are people who are hungry, and they just want the word of God. Now, you have to have a healthy reception of all of God's word for your life to work properly. A lot of people these days on TV, they present the best side of God. You have to present also the judgment side of God, the fact that he made hell for a purpose. You have to teach them how to avoid demonic activity, Satan's traps. Satan is a factor. The world system is a factor. You have to learn how to avoid it. Dancing around it doesn't help people. They won't have faith against the problems and the things that cause problems. People want God that they can. Sometimes people want a God that they can control. They want God on their terms. And that's not going to work, ever. It can't work. Either you're going to trust God, or you're going to trust yourself in the world system. But when you get tired of trusting your own thoughts and your own opinions and the world system and the suggestions of others that don't walk in love, you're going to have a visual of who God really is in order to trust him. Israel didn't see God as God. They saw him as Pharaoh, because that's what they knew. and they couldn't see him. They thought that he was just like Pharaoh. Lead him out in the wilderness to die. That's something Pharaoh would have done. But actually, Pharaoh wouldn't have done. He would have just led him out there to do his work. He wanted something out of him. And God don't. He wants you to live and be his people. And the work of the ministry, he'll use you to help others understand to rescue him. But he has a great future ahead of you. And he's not going to leave the joy out of your life. There's joy along the way in your journey. Your ministry is your life. A lot of people, they seek first their ministry, or they seek first their life, and then they try to seek the kingdom of God. And that's why their life can never be in the order they desire. The Lord says, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. When people seek first the kingdom of God, you'll learn things and you'll come to a point where you understand, which means understanding is knowing things in their right and proper relationship. How it works together. All of the word works together to one purpose. Life. Love. The life of God, living the love of God. Your life will be filled with joy, wisdom, all forms of prosperity. Prosperity is almost a cuss word in some circles because people seek first prosperity and they lavish themselves at other people's expense. And it makes their ministry look like a sham. And some people are trapped in that form of debauchery. And I say debauchery is because they lavish themselves at other people's expense. And when they're trapped, they love the money and they can't shake it. But when you prosper God's way, it'll be better. If you follow God, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you can't avoid becoming wealthy, but not just in money. Now the Lord, when he taught me about the cycle of life, he said that there are many people who will be fruitful and they'll multiply. And they become rich and wealthy in money and assets, property, things. But they stop at replenishing. They don't give. They don't help others do the same thing. And they're reluctant to helping other people grow. They live at their own expense. They do things that make them feel good. And they're after. But when you have the heart of God, God will show you who to bless, who to prosper, how to do it God's way. And you'll bring blessings to others that cannot bring blessings to you. It's too much work to be done to go out and lavish myself. There's a time for that, and there's a time to work. I can't feel good about lavishing myself when people are dying and they're struggling and going to hell without the knowledge of God. When I first learned about tithing, I didn't want to tithe. I didn't want to give God 10%. That seemed like a small amount to me. I wanted to give him 90% and live off 10%. But that's not reasonable when you don't have anything. Because when I got a revelation of life, I wanted everybody I knew to go to heaven. And some people can't think that way because they seek first their own life. But every person is valuable to God. And we all have a part to play. There are things that I really want to tell people. And I thank God for the radio broadcasts and these broadcasts. Sometimes I see that people need the knowledge, and you know that they need it, and you know they will love it. But calling people up and just talking to them about the Lord don't always work out. Because people are groomed to put it last. They've got their own ideas and opinions. And they'll never know what God can truly do in their life unless they fall in love with him and seek him. If you're going to learn of God, you got to seek him. You got to want his knowledge. You got to be willing and obedient. See, you can't finish. If you're willing, you can learn so much. And if you're obedient, you can complete the learning process. Everybody that don't complete, that they're not obedient, they cannot completely learn who God is. And then when Satan comes with his lies, which he will, they'll be in the dark. And the enemy will catch you off balance. While you don't understand, he'll work against you. While you lack knowledge, he can get one over on you. And the Lord told me, "Let not my people lack knowledge." So he anointed me for that purpose. I have his ability to help people not lack knowledge. I have the abilities of God. Because he strengthened me. He loves us. He's going to always love us and care about us and watch over us. When you're willing and obedient, you can prosper in every way of life. When you don't care how you appear, when you're seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you have the greater advantage. It's all about love. Hitting God's love. Now I happen to be out of time again. I know my broadcasts sound alike sometimes, but there are different aspects in each one, a uniqueness. Trusting God is the way to go. And you won't regret it. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.